From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Tuesday issued a stark warning to North Korea.
Not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Mr. Trump told reporters North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, has been acting in a very threatening manner since the U.S. increased its sanctions against the reclusive communist state and won a unanimous vote by the U.N. Security Council to impose penalties on Pyongyang. Speaking at his golf club in New Jersey, where he has been on working vacation. NATO is sharply criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to the breakaway Georgian region of Abkhazia Tuesday. It's the ninth anniversary of the brief war over renegade Georgian territory. A NATO spokesman, Dylan White, calls Putin's visit detrimental to international efforts to find a peaceful negotiated settlement. White said that NATO is united in full support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Georgia within its internationally recognized borders. Putin met with the leader, reaffirming Moscow's guarantee to protect what Putin calls the security, self-sufficiency, and independence of that region. South Africa's embattled President Jacob Zuma has narrowly survived an eighth attempt by Parliament to unseat him in a vote of no confidence. After nearly 5 hours of debate, voting, and counting, 198 of the 384 members present voted against the opposition to oust him. They needed 201 to pass. This is VOA News. Venezuela's new Constitutional Assembly took over the halls of the endangered opposition-controlled Congress Tuesday, issuing a decree declaring itself superior to all branches of government. VOA's Mary Mata reports.
The order bars anti-government lawmakers in Congress from taking any action that would interfere with the laws passed by the newly installed assembly. Delcy Rodriguez, the super body's leader, declared to unanimous approval. Embattled President Nicolas Maduro convoked the Constitutional Assembly and what he contends is an attempt to resolve the nation's political standoff. But opposition leaders insist it is a power grab.
Ballot counting has officially begun in many polling stations in Kenya Tuesday. An official from the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission said despite fears of violence, the election process was relatively peaceful and verification equipment worked well.
The process has been smooth. We managed to start on time and finish on time. And also, the kit. Kenyans were a bit skeptic that the kit will not be able to reach up to its expectations. But we managed to, most people, about 99%, were verified by the kit.
Tatiana Mbeki Shikari, President Uhuru Kenyatta, is leading the count with 55% of the vote to challenger Raila Odinga's 44%. A 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck a remote and mountainous area of China Tuesday night. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, up to 100 people are feared dead and thousands more injured in that quake. At least 4 people have been confirmed dead and 30 injured thus far. The U.S. State Department is advising its diplomats to sidestep questions from foreign governments about the Trump administration's stance on Paris climate deals. Reuters news agency reported Tuesday that a cable sent to U.S. embassies on Friday by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson provides prospective questions foreign government officials could ask the diplomats and suggest those answers. American country and Western singer Glen Campbell, whose appearances on television, movies, and the pop charts made him one of the country's biggest stars in the 1960s and 70s, has died. Campbell had been carrying on a brave public battle against Alzheimer's disease. He was 81. He was born dirt poor in Arkansas. Campbell learned to play the guitar as a child. He later joined his uncle's country band in New Mexico and appeared on local radio before forming his own band. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.